Blackstone Audio presents Bent Road by Laurie Roy. To Bill, Andrew, and Savannah. Chapter 1. Celia squeezes the steering wheel and squints into the darkness. Her tires bounce across the dirt road and kick up gravel that rains down like hail. Sweat gathers where the flat underbelly of her chin meets her neck. She leans forward but can't see Arthur's truck. There is a shuffling in the back seat. If they were still living in Detroit, maybe driving to St. Albans for Sunday Mass, she would check on Evie and Daniel. But not now. For 3 days she has driven, slept one night in a motel, all five of the family in one room, another in her own car, and now that the trip is nearly over, Arthur is gone.
"Are we there yet, Mama?"
Evie says, her small voice drifting out of the back seat. Celia presses on the brake. The car rattles beneath her hands. She tightens her grip, clenches her teeth, holds her arms firm.
"No, baby," she whispers. "Soon." "Can you see Daddy and Elaine?"
Evie says.
"Not now, honey. Try to sleep. I'll wake you kids when we get to Grandma's."
Outside Celia's window, quiet fields glow under the moonlight and roll off into the darkness. She knows to call them fields, not pastures. She knows the wheat will have been harvested by now, and the fields left bare. On their last night in Detroit, Arthur had lain next to her in bed and whispered about their new life in Kansas. "Fields are best laid flat," he had said, tracing a line down Celia's neck. "Wheat will rot in the low spot, scatter if it's too high." Then he pulled the satin ribbon tied in a delicate bow at her neckline.